Carl Eastwood was a happy, friendly man. He had a good job with the government. He drove a special kind of van called a security van. Important and valuable things were transported in vans like these. Carl always drove to work the same way. He lived in a small village but worked in Bristol. There are a lot of government offices in and near Bristol. That morning, Carl came round a bend and saw a dark green van in the middle of the road. There were two men there, too, outside the van. One of them waved to Carl. Carl stopped, but didn't get out of his car. He rolled down his window. "I wonder if you could help us. Something's wrong with the engine. Perhaps if you give us a push, it'll start again," one of the men said. He was tall and wore round glasses. There was something strange about his eyes. Carl wasn't sure what it was, but he didn't think about it. He looked at his watch. He still had plenty of time before he had to be at work. "All right, I'll be glad to help," he said with a smile. "Do you want me to give you a push with my car?" he asked. "No, that won't be necessary. I mean, it'll be better if you and I just push it a bit with our hands. My friend can steer the van," the other man said. He was tall, too. He wore dark glasses. They looked strange in the early morning light. It was still rather dark, and the sun was covered with clouds. Carl got out of his car. He and the man with dark glasses were behind the van. The other man got inside it, behind the steering wheel. Carl got ready to push. Then he felt something hard in his back. It was a gun, and it belonged to the man with dark glasses. "Get into the back, fast, or I'll use this," he said. He opened the rear doors of the van. There was a third man there, behind them. Carl saw his face. "It can't be. It's impossible," he thought. Then everything went black when the man with dark glasses hit him over the head. He and the third man pushed and pulled Carl's body into the van. They shut the doors. Then the third man got out. He walked over to Carl's car and got in. The dark green van drove away. The third man drove away, too, in the direction of Bristol, where Carl worked. He looked just like Carl. He had the same face as Carl. But he wasn't Carl.